A storm is tracking south of Long Island this afternoon. It's trekking off to the east away from our area. It's weak in nature, so there have been some rain and snow showers across our area today, and even some coverings of snow in spots. Certainly this spring has been a bit slow to begin, and I know a lot of us are kind of done with the snow, over it already, so I understand the frustration with the weather we've been having. The slow starting spring is also, of course, reflected on the thermometer. Temperatures this afternoon are running around 10 degrees below normal. The normal high at Albany for today is in the mid-50s, so we're falling short of that mark, of course, once again. And I understand there's always a range in temperature that we expect, but this is on the cooler side of things. Now, there is some warmer weather in sight. We have a warm front that will come into the area on Thursday, and after that comes through, we're going to see a surge of warm air try to get into the region. Now, at the same time, in that Friday through Sunday time frame, cool air is gathering to the north and is going to try to force that warm air out. So at this point, many of us are looking ahead to some warmer weather, Friday, Saturday, maybe into Sunday, but there's still a lot of wiggle room and adjustment that will need to be made to that temperature forecast for the late weekend. So at this point, be aware that forecast for maybe a mild day on Saturday may be adjusted as we get a little bit closer. Still a few days out, so it's certainly worth watching. Now, in the short term, we're talking about another chilly night across our area as temperatures fall mainly into the 20s. So you'll need that heavy coat again tonight into tomorrow morning. We're looking ahead to some sunshine to start the day tomorrow. And then as that warm front draws closer, we'll see clouds increase during the afternoon. There may be a shower north and west of Albany by late in the day, but most of the day is dry. Temperatures will still be a bit cool, though, running between about 45 and 55 degrees tomorrow. The front's in our area on Thursday, so look for more clouds and a chance of some rain as well. We're only near 50 or so on Thursday. Then on Friday, that's the day that we see the potential for some warmer weather with highs in the 50s and potentially 60s for some of us. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine mixing with increasing afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower, high 45 to 50. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine mixing with increasing clouds, chance of a late day shower, high 45 to 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, sun mixing with increasing afternoon clouds, high 46 to 54. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the low to mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine mixing with increasing afternoon clouds, high 45 to 50. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and on Friday, partly sunny with highs in the 50s and 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.